Maybe I'm crazy, but regular milk is disgusting.
I have to agree with you. I'm in on the almond.
Okay, so we're not crazy. Almond train all day.
Yeah.
Almond milk for life.
Shouts out to cows, though.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Also eat cows.
Right. And there are also mascots for Chick-fil-A, so that's good.
Yeah, that's true. I love Chick-fil-A.
Love it.
So good. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm not, maybe I'm not. All right, welcome to the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. I'm Joy Taylor, that's Brandon Newman.
Hi.
Hi. Great timing on the big gulp. Big show today.
Yes.
For multiple reasons. One, today was my last day of Undisputed.
Woo!
We can clap for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not it's not a celebration.
Right, no, it's not. Exactly.
It's just more of an announcement.
Yes.
I am moving over to The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Thank you.
Yes.
Had a great run on Undisputed. Mm-hmm. Loved working with Skip and Shannon. Love those guys and everyone that I worked with over there. And it's time to work on The Herd now. So excited. I start with Colin on the 18th.
Woo.
So if you tune in and I'm not there, that's where I am. So just keep watching FS1 all day.
Yes.
And then you'll eventually see me. Also, LeVar Ball, the LeVar Ball.
B.
And LeAngelo, or Jello, whatever you prefer, Ball,
best
are
ball.
On the show with us today.
Hey!
And they are awesome.
Real clap.
And that. It's really exciting for you because he is your favorite.
He is my favorite Ball brother.
LeAngelo is your favorite.
I'm confused on why. I get it. Like, Lonzo's kind of charismatic. Melo seems like the mischief Dennis the Menace type. Jello sounds like dude I would love to chill with.
He's cool very dude. Chill.
Yeah.
He's very chill, Jello. And he also, he's the edgy one, actually.
Yes.
The middle child. You know, troublemakers.
Yeah.
Technically, I am the middle child.
You got to say technically because, you know.
Here's why. Yeah. No. There's a reason why. Because I have an older sister mm-hmm. who is 14 years older than me and an older brother, obviously, who is 12 years older than me.
Right.
So it was like those two. And then it was me, Grace, and Noah. So mm. I'm like the middle child, but I'm also kind of the oldest. So I'm a hybrid.
Yeah.
I'm also kind of the youngest.
So you're like the fun
because
aunt, but
I
you're
was
serious
like the first.
Aunt.
No, I'm the bougie fun aunt.
Oh.
I am definitely the bougie aunt.
Nice.
Someone told that to me.
I want to be the bougie uncle.
Someone said that to me the other day. They're like, you're totally the bougie aunt. I was like, of course.
Thank you.
Why? What else would I be?
I'm going to share a bed with y'all?
I mean, no.
Not at all.
No.
Not a room.
I actually did have to share both a bed and a room. But I did it begrudgingly, which mm-hmm. makes me bougie. Anyway, more importantly, the NBA season is over, and I'm very sad about it.
Worst fashion possible for it to go out on.
Correct. There is no arguing that whatsoever. Even though I never want Cleveland to win anything, mm-hmm. I definitely wanted more basketball. I would have much preferred that they lose in 7.
Right.
Or 6.
Mm-hmm.
I would have taken 5. But instead, we get 4 games. Blame it on JR if you want to. But
you can.
You can. You can. If you'd like to. You could also blame it on LeBron.
Always.
But It was a disappointing ending to an otherwise very interesting season, and now we pass over into LeBron watch, which I tell you it's great content.
We've been talking about it for a while now, so it's kind of fun to get
the NBA free agency period is actually more interesting than the NBA regular season.
Yes, I don't even think that's debatable.
It's
you
not
get
debatable.
To see, you get to see
it was
the pieces.
It was a statement for
a
statement for anyone who doesn't care about the NBA. Like if you don't know about the NBA, you're trying to learn. That's the fact.
Yes.
So
pay attention.
I'm breaking
stuff. We good. That was close though. Very strong. Flex on that little valley. What have you been doing? You doing push-ups?
That's hot yoga.
Hot yoga. And then has the diet helped you with the muscles?
I'm off the diet now.
Okay.
But it did help. It did help with the slimming down.
I
don't know. I don't have any diet anymore, so I don't know what.
I'm glad that your wedding season.
I'm hoping I have like some sort of muscle memory or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. But let's get into it. Some of the NBA finals. Would it or quit it?
Oh, it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Would it? Oh, we quit.
Would it? Quit.
We're still working on that, guys.
Would it quit? A lot of people like that.
Okay.
The Warriors swept the Cavs while LeBron swept the headlines by showing up to post-game presser in a cast. Brian Windhorst said LeBron broke his hand punching a whiteboard after the J.R. Smith game. Joy, LeBron is out here making excuses for the sweep. Win it or quit it.
Okay. First of all, can we talk about how that was not a cast? Okay. Nobody's talking about this.
Okay.
And I feel
okay.
I feel disrespected.
I I was tricked into thinking it was a cast because I saw
you
it.
Guys,
like,
it's pre-rap. I was like, okay,
that's pre-rap. It's pre-rap. With some gauze in it.
It's pre-rap. Yes, thank you. It's right? pre-rap with gauze in it. I used to use that to hold my edges down. Okay. Like, it's not a cast.
Yes,
it was pre-rap.
Right. Like colored, like black, like.
Do you know what pre-wrap is? Have you never had anything wrapped before? Pre-wrap is the cushiony, soft material
and then,
that they put on your body before
right.
they aggressively tape it.
Right. And then on top of that is hard tape that's shiny that could look like a cast if you have enough tape on. That's how he kind of broke his hand.
Okay, first of all, you either break your hand or you don't break your hand.
Right.
It's called a fracture.
Yes.
So did you fracture your hand? If you didn't fracture your hand, you didn't kind of break your hand right. or break your hand, you bruised it.
Right.
So you bruised your hand.
No hand manslaughter.
Okay. It's like all of those things. Second, I feel disrespected that people keep calling it a cast. It's not a cast. It's pre-wrap. All right?
It's not a cast. Unless Third, everyone's calling it a cast,
it's not,
though.
It's not a cast. It's not a cast. Stop calling it a cast. All right? LeBron decided to debut some pre-wrap in the post-game presser. And he did it on purpose because it's pre-rap. It's not a cast.
But we didn't see that pre-rap before.
Okay,
Joy.
You know why? Because he wasn't really that hurt.
So
it's not an excuse. To me, it was just LeBron being that melodramatic, pseudo aggressive. Look at this over here. Okay.
And he didn't bring it up till later. Like he had it under the thing and he's like this. So, he's like casually like scratched his nose. I'm like, whoa. What you doing?
It's so passive aggressive. It's so passive aggressive. And look, I have no doubt that LeBron's body is in the worst shape it's ever been in at this
all the games
exact
he played.
Moment. Okay.
Played all the games.
And I sympathize with that completely. Yeah. All right. LeBron had no help. Mm-hmm. Kevin Love decided to show up a little bit, still not jumping in basketball, but like it's fine. Okay, he scored some points. He had no other help. Fine. Okay. But don't hit me with this pre-rap nonsense
no.
that I can use as a headband if I choose to.
Talking
okay.
about game one.
And talking about game one. And yes. this is why I've completely
LeBron.
I've completely flipped what? On it. It's not JR's fault. JR made an all-time mistake. For sure.
JR going JR, though.
Correct. The great Dr. Maya Angelou, when someone shows you who they are the first time, believe them. Okay? We know who JR is, all right?
Lou.
JR.
I think it's Lou.
Is Angelou. Angelou. Lou. I performed Phenomenal Woman at a
festival?
No.
Parade?
Talent show. In college.
Ooh.
Maya Angelou. Anyway, yes.
I'm sorry.
Pretty Woman Wonder.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what this line there.
Yes.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
The point is, yes, please stop distracting me with poetry. JR's going to JR.
Yes.
He's going to be on brand. Yeah. That's what he is. Mm-hmm. You gave him the money knowing that he does things like tie people's shoelaces together and walk around for days at a time without a shirt.
Throw soup.
So throw soup. Right. So it is an option. It is an option that he's going to make an all-time mistake in the NBA Finals. That is what you signed up for. So I can't have too much sympathy for you there, even though it was insanely stupid.
Yeah.
That said, you had overtime. So I have and after you come out there with this pre-wrap nonsense with some gauze sticking up way far.
Just extra.
Everything
about
it is extra.
The only thing
it was missing was a sign. Get well soon, like with the sharpie.
He should have had all the Cavs sign it before
exactly.
he went like this.
That's the only thing it was
Larry
missing.
Larry Nance.
That
Mrs.
and
Jordan
like
Clarkson's.
A sling, you know.
Once he shows the Cavs, oh, he just has a sling on him. It's like, oh,
right.
he's really injured now.
The point is, yes. you had overtime. So really, actually, if we want to keep it all the way 100, it was LeBron's fault they lost game one. Because in that moment, you suck it up. You take over the game and the situation mentally.
Yeah.
You don't throw a fit, and you get game one, and then the entire series is different. So that's all I have to say about LeBron's pre-wrapped hand.
It was one of the. It's
what
probably
was the
one
question?
Of the.
Am I witted or quitted on what?
That he's making excuses for the sweep.
Yes, with it.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna move on.
Okay.
It can be unwrapped next week. After his second straight Finals MVP, Kevin Durant wants all the smoke, and this time for real, not from a secret social media account. Trey Five slandered LeBron with his own words, saying, "I feel like it's easy to be the best player when you don't have good players around you.
Mm.
It's harder to stand out when you have great players around you. I pride myself on standing out wherever I am." Joy, it's easier to ball on a bad team. Win it or quit it.
It is easier to ball on a bad team. With Everyone it. Knows that. I am with it.
But Kevin Durant throwing the shade saying, I want to stand out wherever I go.
Listen, Kevin Durant.
Like LeBron hasn't.
Speaking of someone being on brands, Kevin Durant is going to say sly shit, and he's going to do that stuff. Yeah. Like that's who
Snake.
He is.
Yeah, easy sniper. Easy
and I have no problem with that. I have no problem with him going to Golden State because he wanted to win. And when it's a team game, so you want better players around you, if that's how you feel. There was no way it was ever going to work in Oklahoma City because him and Russ fell out, which is very obvious.
Right.
So for everyone who's like, oh, you know, he took the easy way out, like, no. Or he just realized he was never, ever going to win with Russ because they weren't getting along. But, so it's impossible. But either way, he is right. LeBron is going to look incredible when he's playing around a bunch of players who would otherwise maybe win 15 games. Like,
oh, so LeBron disappeared in those Miami finals?
Oh yeah, the first year he definitely did. Yes, it was an all-time meltdown.
I can say that with logic. Spurs thing in his head still, and I'll give you that.
Listen,
but
what LeBron did in these finals was incredible. But what
he did in the playoffs was incredible. What he did in the finals was just regular LeBron, in my opinion.
And it was pretty good in the finals.
The Warriors take the challenge of making good basketball boring, and that's what I need. It needs to be blown up. It can't happen again.
Oh, my God, stop.
It can't happen again.
Listen, Kevin Durant is right. It's harder to look incredible when you are surrounded by Steph Curry, who will go down as the greatest three-point shooter of all time,
mm-hmm.
Draymond Green, who is new Dennis Rodman, and
Klay Thompson,
who is another incredible player and great shooter.
Future Hall of Famer, probably.
Definitely a Hall of Famer,
yeah.
Because everyone gets in the Basketball Hall of Fame. No diss to Klay Thompson, but everybody gets in.
Don't diss that. Don't diss him.
I'm not dissing Klay Thompson, but everyone gets in the Basketball Hall of Fame. We know
that. Don't diss the people. Yao Ming just got in there. He deserves it.
It's not a secret.
He's a tall guy.
He is very tall, and he played basketball, yes. Yeah. The point is, I know everyone hates the Warriors, mm-hmm. and I know everyone's sick of the Warriors winning, and I know everyone's mad at Durant for going there.
Yes.
Cool, go beat him. Beat him, bro. That's what it is.
Yeah, you want to see LeBron go to Houston and beat him?
What they did was not illegal.
Careful what you ask for.
And no, if LeBron does go to Houston and beat them, good for them. Good for Houston. Ain't going to happen. But if he does, fine. Like, go beat them. This is competition. Like, and for that matter, LeBron created this whole situation.
Oh,
it benefited me, but he started it. He did. What are you talking about?
I mean, it's
like, and don't hit me with like the Heat. Oh, you didn't join a 73-9 team.
Charles Barkley, Will Chamberlain, the Heat
were run by Pat Riley. Dwayne Wade was there, who's already a champion,
Lakers.
Finals MVP. He brought Chris Bosh there, and they all took less money to play together. So they put together a super team.
Oh, so when Karl Malone and Gary Payton went to the Lakers, that wasn't them trying to be a super team?
I mean, it was them trying to win. I wouldn't necessarily call it a super team. So the point is that Karl Malone, Gary Payton, nobody brings that up when they're talking about starting the new wave of free agency.
I just did.
All right, well, you're an innovator. All right, the point is, one, they drafted most of those guys.
Yeah.
So don't get mad at that. Yeah. The only person to get mad at would be Kevin Durant. Why would Steph Curry and any of them say no? Yes,
yeah.
Shout out Mark Jackson,
yeah, so
who actually created that team. The only person to be mad at is Kevin Durant, and he's just trying to win. So just go beat them. And LeBron certainly can't be mad at them. So
get the mic, Heller. I need a hum for this one. I also want to know, as a Warriors fan, are you happy?
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Ecstatic. I don't like close games.
Good for you.
I like to win.
Okay,
yeah, Warriors. I mean, look, if you're a Warriors fan, what do you care? Blow them out every game and be dominant, of course. Like, you're not concerned about that. Why do you want the idea that you could lose the
competition?
Finals?
All right, give me a Rocky hum for this next read. This is what we've all been waiting for. LeBron James, Cleveland Cavaliers, J.R. Smith, Los Angeles Lakers, Arthur Means, Gary Payton. According to The Glove, Bronny Jr. is enrolled in high school here at the Valley of Los Angeles. Joy. We did it. We spoke Bron to the Lakers into existence. Mm-hmm. With it or quit it.
I am with it. Gary Payton said that his son Bronny, that LeBron's son Bronny, committed to Sierra Canyon.
Yes.
People are using different words there.
Yes.
Committed doesn't necessarily mean enrolled.
Right.
Committed could be like, I am committing. I'm saying that I'm going to go there.
Right.
I do believe Gary Payton. And if LeBron moved here, it would make sense that his son would play at Sierra Canyon. That's where Kenyon Martin's son plays.
Scottie Pippen.
Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, very, all the Kardashians' kids go there. Like, mm-hmm. it's a very prestigious school. It's very far from Brentwood. No one cares about this if you don't live in LA, but right. like, traffic is a factor here. There's a lot of people here.
Yeah.
So, I love it. Obviously, I want LeBron to come to LA if he's not going to go to the Miami Heat, which I've just given up hope on him returning to Miami. It makes sense for him to go to LA. I've been saying this forever. It's not new. I am not, making this up.
No,
I've been saying this for months and months and months.
It
only makes sense for him to come here. First of all, I don't know how they would be able to keep the pieces that they have together. I'm sure they would find some sort of way. Obviously, they're going to bring another player to play alongside LeBron.
Yeah.
But think of it this way. Like, people are like, oh, if he comes here, they're not ready. It's not a place he can win now. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Like, if they get another all-star, if they get another... just call Paul George. I don't love Paul George, but let's just, like, he's the name that's
right,
out there,
yeah,
right? Like, let's say Paul George comes there, and by some miracle, they're able to keep Lonzo and Kuzma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Miracle, by the way.
Fine, but miracles happen every
yeah,
day,
yeah,
okay?
Sure.
Miracles happen every day. So,
I don't know that song.
I don't either. I just made it up.
Okay,
Lonzo
great.
And Kuzma, mm-hmm. right, who we love together. Mm-hmm. Lonzo is a transcendent passer. LeBron
yep.
is a transcendent passer. The issue that the Cavs had with the Warriors was that they could not get down court fast enough to set up their offense and get any movement. The only
right.
time that they caught the Warriors off guard on defense was when LeBron came full steam ahead down the court and just drove the lane for a layup, which
right.
you can't do every single
right.
time. So when you have the ability to have A, young players around you
mm-hmm.
who can B, pass, and Kuzma score,
right.
and you've got Paul George who can also score
mm-hmm.
and get his own shot, that is a team that could beat the Warriors. Now,
mm-hmm.
like, is it going to take maybe another year? Okay, but LeBron's not done playing basketball. He got
yeah.
better this year.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need to win a championship next year.
And if he doesn't play all of the games like he did this year, he played all of the games, he will definitely be better. And I heard that he wants to play on the wing. Like,
yeah, he wants to play off the ball.
Yeah, play off the
it
ball.
It actually makes a lot of sense
yeah.
for him to go go to the Lakers
mm-hmm.
for those reasons on the court. And what everyone else is missing is he doesn't have to win a championship next year. He's not in year 22.
Right.
Like, yes, he is getting older,
mm-hmm.
and yes, his next move is probably his last move.
Right.
But why wouldn't you go to the Lakers with Magic Johnson running it, storied franchise? People are talking about, oh, they'll never love you like they love Kobe. Bring a championship here. We'll see about that. Okay?
Hey.
All right. People love Kobe. People love lots of people. All right. I'm sure, like, people were like, oh, they're never going to love you like Jordan in Chicago. And then that one year, Derrick Rose, everybody flipped out.
Kobe Bryant fans are waiting to root for LeBron. They're just waiting.
I know that there's Lakers fans who are like, LeBron is old. We don't want him.
Blah. Get out of here. Who do you want?
Miss me with that.
Who
yes,
you
thank
want?
You. Exactly. Who do you want?
You want Vince Carter to finish his career there?
Who do you want?
Get out of here.
This time of year brings us two things, graduations and Father's Day, and the gifts that go along with them. Before you buy Dad another tie or that grad a balloon that will probably float away, ask yourself this. Does my dad or grad like wings or sports, or better yet, both? Probably.
Yes,
if the
yes.
answer is yes, then get them a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card.
Mm.
Right now, if you purchase $30 worth or more in-store or online, they'll give you a $5 bonus to keep for yourself.
Say what?
That's a gift that gives back. How generous of you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, terms and conditions apply. All right. So we've been waiting for this for a while.
Amen.
Big man is in the house. LeVar and LeAngelo, welcome to Maybe I'm Crazy Podcast.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for coming in. So I got to know you a little bit. The JBA Media Day was yesterday,
yes.
and I was at the first ever JBA tryout in
yes.
Seattle, which I consider to be an honor.
Yeah, yeah,
I also
yeah.
Beat Earl in one-on-one at the which is facts. So, the JBA Media Day was yesterday. We got a
yes.
lot to talk about. We also mentioned before we started that you guys are big milk drinkers.
Yes.
I'm not a milk drinker.
That's why you little.
You drink whole milk. You know what?
That's
you know what? It's
little.
It's funny that you say that. I met Obama once, and it was yeah.
Whoa,
yeah,
whoa,
so,
whoa,
yeah,
whoa.
Yeah.
Early flex.
Not a big deal.
I never said that.
It's not a big deal. Oh, listen, no, we've got LeVar here. No one
yeah.
Obama.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on?
Yeah, we moved on.
It means Barry when you go.
Exactly.
LeVar.
But he. It was when Jason was doing Dancing with the Stars. So Michelle was a big fan of Jason. I was with my sister-in-law, so they're talking about, you know, Jason being on Dancing with the Stars, and she was like, oh, this is Jason's sister. And that's when he asked me. He was like, Jason, my brother, Jason Taylor.
Jason Taylor, Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The football player's your brother,
yeah.
Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I know.
Jason Taylor, yeah, the defensive end.
We look so much alike, so it's very weird.
Wow, I didn't know that was your brother.
Yeah.
I liked him. He can play.
No, thank you. You know what that means? I made it on my own, which is cool.
Well, yeah. I did not. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But obviously, he's giant. He's 6'6". Yeah. I'm arguably 5'2".
Right.
So, debatable. Yeah, Barry was like, I don't understand why you're so small. And I was like, because I don't think my mom gave me milk growing up. Mm. But anyway, little side. You guys like whole milk, and that's probably why LiAngelo is big. And you're saying Melo is going to be like 6'10".
Yes.
But let's start with the JBA. So the media day was yesterday.
Yes.
I think the JBA is amazing.
Thank you.
I also predicted the JBA's existence.
You sure did. You saw the vision.
I did. Yeah. Honestly, I'm going to toot my own horn here. I did. I said it was right around. I want to peg it to right after you left UCLA. And everyone, you announced you're going to Lithuania, and everyone was losing their minds about Lithuania. Tripping. And I was like, look, LeVar's going to start his own league because he doesn't have time for y'all.
Right.
And here we are. So for anyone who doesn't understand what the JBA is, how do you explain it to them?
I explain it as a different alternative to go to the NBA. What I said, I was telling the people, it's a one-and-done league. It's not a G League. Mm. So the one-and-done league is guys who think they can get to the league in 1 year. Not going this league and develop, you know, not going this league and try to make millions of dollars. That's not what this league is for. It's for exposure. It's not to say, you know what, we have the age limit from 17 to 21. I don't want you to be 25 years old trying to make a living in my league. That's G League. Leave that alone. Right. You can go for 10 years. Mm. So my thing is, maybe you're a late bloomer, but you have from, let's say, 18 to 21, 3 years. If you ain't did it by then, guess what? This ain't for you.
So you're trying to put on a show.
Yes, it's going to put on a major show. And like I said, if some of these guys have so much talent but can't get in the league because they have other vices.
Mm.
You know, the good thing about the JBA, I have 64 kids, and all of them have a story. Mm. You know?
Yeah, I see that on the website.
I got some guys, man, that can really play the game, but certain vices didn't allow them to go through the NCAA. Mm. And I've always been like this. If you're trying to be a professional athlete and you're blessed with the speed and strength and length, why do you got to go study a chemistry class and a Spanish class? You're not going to be no chemist or no English teacher or something like that. And you just want to work on your body. How about spend all the time doing that if that's what you want to do?
Right.
You know, but they don't never tell a doctor or a lawyer, if you can't bench press 250 or run the mile under 6 minutes, you can't go to your English or your computer class. They don't do that.
Well, I think that school's important for whenever you're done with sports, because obviously we all know
you're
not going to play forever. But I don't think that that's what you're encouraging.
Right.
I personally think it's unconstitutional, what the idea that you have to go to college and not get compensated in some way. If you have to go to college, then you have tennis kids coming out of 15 playing professionally can still go to college. Mm-hmm. You play the cello professionally, you can still go to college. Why is it that basketball players have to go to college? Now, we know it's really an NBA rule. But the NBA is not going to change that rule because veterans don't want to lose their last spot on the roster. Everybody thinks it's the NCAA's rule. Let me put you on game real quick. It's not the NCAA's rule. It's really the NBA's rule. And the NBA can't even decide it. The players got to decide it. Mm. They have to vote on it in the CBA. So not leaving the NCAA off the hook, but that's really what's happening.
Right.
So the JBA is going to pay players to play in the league.
Right.
And develop and like you said, put on a show.
Put on a show, and hopefully they can go to that next level. You know, and that's what I tell them. Don't think you're going to get rich in my league. That's for you to get on the next level.
To develop,
to get that big bag. You want the big bag. You got to. And here's the thing. You don't have to go overseas. You can stay over here.
Right, which I think is amazing. and y'all, you know, it's a black-owned league.
It's black-owned. That's why they try to slip it under the thing and say, it's a great idea, but the wrong guy's doing it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, maybe sport. And LaMelo is going to play.
Yes.
So you guys were both in Lithuania. I don't know much about Lithuania. Before Brandon tries to front, everything he knows about Lithuania is because of you guys.
Yes,
You did. But like I said, whenever you guys left Lithuania, people were again losing their minds. Mm-hmm. And I was like, did you ever talk about Lithuanian basketball before the Ball family went there? The answer is, of course, no. We would not be talking about Lithuanian basketball on Undisputed if you guys weren't there. So, got some questions about Lithuania.
Mm.
When you guys decided you were going? LiAngelo.
After I got into UCLA.
Yeah, but when you decided you were going, like, what were you feeling? Like, did you were like, shit, I'm going to Lithuania, or you're like, this is exciting?
No, I was excited because I knew I was going to be playing soon, so I didn't care where it was at.
So you get to Lithuania, like describe Lithuania, because LeVar talked about it on Undisputed today. It's a great, which I like. It's a great place to go. There's no distractions.
Right.
So if you want to go, like, write a book or, you know,
whatever you want,
meditate for 4 months or whatever.
No, like, it's a concept that's out there. I played Division I football at Notre Dame, and I went to South Bend because there was no distractions. Like, I had some SC school offers. So I was like, I'm going to be in the parties and get distracted.
There's
and
no
stuff.
Parties at Notre Dame.
I mean, they're not the type that you'd be excited to go to.
Well,
I tell you that.
I'm fancy, so.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, the concept's there. Just like, kind of buckle down and focus on what
right.
you're there
but
for.
South Bend is not Lithuania. So, Lithuania, true. Like, what do you eat? They got whole milk there?
Yeah, they got milk. I don't know if it's whole.
No, that milk is so pure out there. I said, it's too pure.
It needs some hormones.
Still mooing when you drink it?
Straight out the cow, probably.
But I tell you what, they was bringing us pitchers with ice in it, filled up with milk. Just for me and him. Everybody else had a glass, and everybody in the restaurant be looking. I was like, look at that. That's a pitcher of milk. He just put a straw in it.
So that's – well, I mean, when you're playing overseas, it's a culture shock, obviously. You're going from Chino Hills, which, by the way, I debuted my Chino Hills Alonzo throwback on the podcast a few weeks ago. Yes, it was. To Lithuania, I mean – you miss home? Like, they got Wi-Fi there? Obviously, well, I mean, you got
they Wi-Fi better than ours.
Woo! Nobody hooked up to it?
No, because everybody ain't hooked up to it. That's why it's so fast.
Oh, man, nobody thing, over
like,
here.
Like that.
Ain't but basketball-wise, you know, people were very critical of it because you're leaving UCLA, which obviously has a very storied history, and you obviously left in, you know, kind of a bit of a controversy. So people were critical of that decision. Like, people were saying that, you know, you're giving your boys, which I don't even like to say that because I'm sorry, but you're grown. Like, you're an adult. So I don't, like, I'm not going to call you a boy. But you're his boy. So you're teaching them that, like, if something doesn't work out, you can just leave. I didn't look at it that way because I feel like to me, I didn't look at it as simple as everybody's looking at it. Like, you got in trouble, but, you know, here comes in Trump trying to act like he fixed everything. Mm-hmm. So before we get to that, what happened with that?
You want to do that or you want me to do it?
Tag team.
Did Trump actually help?
No, not at all. Look, because I was already out before he came. So I was already chilling. Everybody helped me. Did
you
everything.
You were out of where?
Prison. The jail. So I'm staying in a hotel at this point. So I already know I'm coming home soon. And then he comes over there and then says he did something. I don't know. I heard he said he helped me like that, but that's not what happened.
Okay, so when you were already out of jail, they hadn't pressed charges.
Yeah, I was already gone. They dropped all that.
They dropped all the charges. You were in the hotel, just like staying away from media and stuff.
It's kind of like house arrest, really. I just had to stay in the hotel until they told me I could go back.
Okay, but you were like free to leave.
What do you mean?
If you were free to leave China.
Oh, yeah, everything was fixed. Yeah.
And then Trump just came in and said he did it.
Hey, my brother already had his people with boots on the ground already. When we was flying over on the plane, you think I was just like, well, I can't wait till Trump comes over here to help me.
Right.
And we on the plane, I said, you got my brother, you know, my son's in prison, whatever. But I wasn't going to go there and be like, Jello's very lucky, and I'm very lucky on the fact that we were over there at the time.
Right.
Yeah, and I told him, I said, hey, man, he had on a UCLA shirt when he got in trouble.
Wow.
Yeah, that's their fault. If he had on Big Baller Brand, he'd been over there with me and Melo chilling. Man. It ain't bad on our thing. They say, is it bad for the brand? No, he didn't have on that shirt. UCLA was supposed to fix that. He should have chaperoned those guys.
Man.
But that's the way I put it out there. And like I said, none of those guys helped, and we already had everything situated. And they didn't think it was like that. They thought they tried to charge some crazy fees because they're UCLA, and they wanted to make a big thing about it.
Right.
On the fact that they wanted to be a big scandal, and they were – you know, trying to use his name as being a ball. I'm glad we was over there at the time so we can defuse all that.
Right.
And so what really made him go is he wrote a letter to the consul, and they was like, man, this dude ain't no thief. He just did a bad mistake, which it was. And then people always ask me, LeVar, do you think your son learned anything? No, he didn't learn nothing. He knew before going in that he knew. Now, he just made a mistake. It's not a big deal. Right. And the reason I said it wasn't a big deal, because I'm coming from South Central and taking some sunglasses without a pistol or cussing out nobody and then giving them back and confessing, I knew dudes that were 16, 17, went to jail for life for killing people, for robbing stores.
It's a real mistake.
Stealing some sunglasses, say, I might get them. Here. That's not, like I said, it's not a big deal.
Right. I mean, people reacted the way they did, obviously, because it's UCLA.
Right.
You know, that's a name in itself. Mm-hmm. And obviously because, you know, you're in another country. Right. So it's not that the American justice system is... it's different,
right? You know, but if you steal anywhere, it's bad.
They wanted to find some way to criticize the Ball family,
yes.
Right.
And you guys were bulletproof, and then you make one little mistake, and they think that's a hole in the ship. It's not.
I knew he was going to be okay with that on the fact that his character was so good. Mm. It's like you can't go to school and say he was suspended or nothing, tardy, late for class, and it's one thing. You get to know Jello or talk to him, you'll know. Even I told him, I said, you know, you're not built for this.
So do you think that the suspension from UCLA was more of a, like, a political, like, we have to flex a little bit?
That's what it was.
More than it being actually realistic? I mean,
they already suffered the punishment over there. They let them go, they're good, so let's get back over here and get back to business. But don't be like, well, we're going to sit on it for a minute, see what you guys are going to do. Like they say, oh, LeVar is teaching his son that stuff get bad, he's quit. No, stuff get bad, do it your way and do something different. Don't stand there and take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I'm teaching my guys and my – it's just like even in the AAU thing, they say, oh, that LeVar's teaching him to quit. I'm an AAU coach. The parents should teach him how to do that. My boys know it ain't no quitting me. I ain't teaching him to quit. Look where we at. Triple B's, a brand, water, rims, tires, all day, and I'm teaching him to quit?
Mm.
And like I said, when you talk about snatching boys, what about their education? Let me tell you what. Don't snatch your kid out if you ain't got no brand. You think my son need a resume to get a job? So.
Well, to me, the education argument is cute, but it's usually comes from people who don't actually play sports.
Right.
And that's not a knock on people who don't play sports. It's just you have to understand there's a certain amount of time in your life where you can be at your athletic peak. Mm. And then you can go back to school. There will always be college.
Right,
the idea that like, you're not going to be able to pay for it. Like if you're skipping college to go play professionally at anything, you better be good enough to go play professional at what you're doing to make money to go back to college.
Yes.
And guess what? People who aren't professional athletes pay for their own school too.
Right, right.
That happens also.
Yeah.
So this idea that you have to go to school, which is why I like the JBA concept, because you don't have to go to school.
Right.
You do not have – it's like this brainwashing. I'm not like you know discouraging education or anything.
Right.
But like there are other ways to make money.
Yeah.
And this idea that you have to be in this like sheep herd system in order to be successful is what keeps a lot of people from reaching their full potential to me. So now you went to Lithuania. Then you had a little bit of a, got into it with the coach there.
Oh, yeah, I was going to get into it with the coach.
Yeah, you were going to get into it
with the coach.
Come on. Because you have to change. If you're losing all the games, you think I'm just going to sit there and just keep losing and not say nothing?
No. But was that difficult, though? Because there's a language barrier there.
It's not difficult. Language barriers are very easy. When you got somebody frowning at you, you know exactly what they're saying.
That body language is loud, huh?
Yeah, you know what that means. So the reason we went over there, they had some other places they could have went, but everybody wanted to tie the boys up for 3 years.
Right.
This was a one-year thing, which was cool. And if you're over there long enough, your true colors don't come out. And as we kept going on, when we first came over there, I high-fived a guy, we hugging, and we good, But come to find out, people was like, he didn't even want y'all over here. He was just like, they're going to come over here for a week, and we'll be gone. Now we over there for longer, and the boys are better than he expected.
Mm.
Now he's like, uh-oh, and then the crowd is loving us, and we got our own cameras and getting bigger. The exposure's there. So now, if I just send my boys over there, they're not going to be successful. But if I go over there, not as a father, but as a guy with a brand, now I can put – what if I'm just a father? I can't put Big Baller Brand on the middle of that court.
Mm. Right.
So when I go over there and do that and say, hey, how do we get this sign over here? Oh, sponsor the team.
So, I mean, when you first kind of burst on the scene, it was with Lonzo and, I believe the first, news thing was you saying that he was better than Steph Curry.
Yes.
And I saw Lonzo play at UCLA, and I thought he was special at UCLA. Mm-hmm. Like, he plays downhill, obviously, transcendent passer, all that. And it rubs people the wrong way when you project things because people like to live in a little box and you gotta do You have to have your limitations on you, and it's like you have to be humble. So you kind of shook the world with that. It's kind of like Ali style. What is the like misconception about you? Because when I watch Ball in the Family, which I know Brandon has watched a lot of also. And now knowing you a little bit, I feel like people just get attached to your aggression and don't pay attention to what it is actually that you're doing. And there are people that understand.
Well, you know what?
People support you.
It's just a lot of people. It's like you're going to have I always say this. You're going to have 50% of people like you and 50% don't. You
know, if you're lucky. If you're lucky, because you say that. That's not always true, you know.
Oh, it's always true when you're at the top.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So that's what I say about LeBron. What makes LeBron a superstar is not just that he's great, it's that he's polarizing. So you are polarizing. Yes. If you have more people like you than don't like you, you may not actually transcend that much.
It's just like this. I got people in the media say what they say. Olivar, is he brash? That's all you people that they see. But every time I go out in public, nobody come up to me and be like, LeVar's an ass. They come up to me, like, man, I love what you're doing, man. I love it. I can't believe it. LeVar, this, that. Man. I know negativity.
You're making history.
But they always look, you know, when the media come in, they say, well, he's teaching them this, he's teaching that, he that. It's okay.
People don't like confidence.
Everybody got an opinion. It's okay. And if you're true to yourself, my boys know what I'm about. I know what they're about. That's why they can't turn them on me and say, well, y'all should tell your dad to be quiet and this and that. Do you ever think you should do this and be your own man and be this? And I tell people, you know what? Don't talk about my boys being their own man. Y'all the ones working for folks. You better say exactly what they want you to say, unless you're going to lose your job.
But I'm waiting on a direct deposit right now.
I'm just saying.
You're working on a show that's called Maybe I'm Crazy.
It's great. It is good.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's great, but it's still somebody else's little topic. I bet you can't talk as crazy as I can on this show.
No, you cannot. No, you're not.
They have told me many times don't say that on there.
Shut it down. You rolling up stuff. Yeah, hey, I can't be controlled. And I can talk to you all day.
Nothing bothers me.
No, I'm not like that. Whatever goes on, I still go get me some donuts and go to sleep and take naps.
Amen.
It's just a fun game.
I'm a big number as well.
You know, a guy asked me the other day, he said, LeVar, what time is it? I said, well, hell, I don't know. I ain't on no schedule. You got to be somewhere. I go where I please. I leave when I please. I talk. I say what I want. I can't be controlled. I'm the baddest sucker around. I told the youngsters, I said, hey, man, the JBA, you guys look at these players and you say, wow, the NBA players make a lot of money. But then you look at the owners and say, they paying all these players. They make a lot of money. But who they pay their money to? The league. I got my own league.
You do have your own league.
That's a strong
So, LeAngelo, you're here. LeVar said that, you know, people always ask you, you know, do you ever tell him to be quiet or anything? I'm never telling my mom to be quiet. That's not available to me.
Silly questions. Look at the people who ask the question. They look in the mirror every morning.
Right, exactly. They don't look like so this has been your experience your whole life.
Yeah, he always been like that.
It's always been like this, right? Which is what Lonzo always says. But there's never ever been a point where you're like, man, like you're putting a lot of pressure on me, or I'm a little uncomfortable with what you just said, or you know, I want to speak for myself.
No, I would never do that. I mean, I'm not gonna go talk back to the dude that helping me out. I mean, he been raising me. Help me live, so that's how it's going to be. I'm not going to go to him and be like, you can't say this, stop doing that.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying like,
I'm just saying
you guys,
that's how
you guys are father and son, you know, right. So do you have not like dad, you know, shut the bleep up. Like, obviously that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
but, you know, do you ever have a conversation with him? Like, just like.
He don't say nothing that bothers me. It might bother other people, but.
Oh, no, it bothers other people. It don't bother me.
My dad wanted me to go in the NFL. I'm not there. I stopped listening to him. I would listen to him as long as he's going to get him to where he says he's going to get him to. He's about to get drafted.
I don't disagree with any of it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that is a common question because most parents are not like you.
Well, like
or
you said,
if they are like
look
you,
at the people
doing
asking these questions.
Right, they're doing it for a different
like you said, it's a different race. It's just like now, I don't even, if my dad says something I don't like, I just go. I don't argue with him or nothing like that. But now, you know, out of 7 kids, I'm the only one who can tell him, Dad, you need to be quiet and go do your own thing. And he don't want to hear that from me. So he's like, LeVar, whatever you say, you're good. Because it's changed now.
Right.
You know, if you look at all of his kids, I'm the most successful. Mm. And the way I move around is different than my other
Well, there always comes a point where you come of age.
But he always knew I was going to be the best one and the most successful.
And your brothers argue with you about that?
How they going to argue? They went for me.
So, LiAngelo, you did a workout with the Lakers. What was that like? Was it intimidating at all?
No, I don't get scared to play for nobody.
See them waves he got?
I know.
Chopping. Strong.
I mean, that's got to be a little, like, you were not nervous at all.
No, it was a good workout, though. No. It's just playing. At the end of the day, it's just playing basketball. So, I don't know. When I went in, I just worked out. Yeah, something I've been doing my whole life. So, I look at it as a free workout, really.
Ooh.
Did they talk to you at all, or was just...
They told me I did good. I talked to some of the coaches when I was there. They liked how I did, so...
What is your feeling like going into the draft?
I feel good about it. Like I said, I've been training for it my whole life, so I feel like I'm going to get picked. I got a good chance.
And if it's not the Lakers?
Then it's the other team that gets me, and I'm going to play for them.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay. My key from all my boys to make the NBA, my preference is for all of them to play on the same team. I tell the Lakers they need to do the right thing. Don't look at me as a father and always right. You say you need a stronger Lonzo to be stronger and a better shooter. I'm giving you that guy.
Well, we have a saying around here, which is we're going to do it like LeVar Ball and speak it into existence.
Yeah, speak it into existence.
That's what we say around here. Ball control.
But if you look at it, the ball boys are good for business. You mean to tell me if they had a summer league game where Lonzo and Jello, you know how many people would be there? Mm.
Well, yeah. I mean, Lonzo made summer league a thing last year.
Like, no one even knew it was the MVP until Lonzo hit it.
Yeah, I don't know the MVP of summer league.
Good. I told you so.
I mean, you are a hardcore NBA junkie if you're steadily watching Summer League. Right. I'm in the business. I'm not watching Summer League. Like, sorry, it's the summer. I got stuff to do. I got Netflix to check on. This is the only time I get to binge watch shows, all
right?
This is what I'm going to do. But he made Summer League last year. What you're saying, none of what you're saying is inaccurate.
No.
I'm just saying you are, I don't want to say a rebel, but you're in kind of the wave of like Kanye or Trump.
No, I ain't gonna say that.
If we're doing a Mount Rushmore of heads of media and pop culture within the 2010s, Trump, LeBron, Kanye, low key LeVar.
I don't think it's low key at all.
It's not low key at all.
You're making history like all the rest of the people make history.
You guys ain't making history like me. Amen. I'm the only man to come in the game in the NBA all these years with his own brand. Only guy. With a water company,
you said
only guy opened his own league. You got a lot of ball players, and y'all look at him, and all he did was, you know.
I hear you.
All he do is play basketball, make some money, and do a little. They don't look at him like that as far as Lonzo, the youngest guy to have his signature shoe. How you beat that?
Well, the shoes.
I got a younger son. They're 16.
Right.
Just to show you how easy it is.
And then these come out.
But it's not easy though.
That's the thing that I think.
It's easier than what they expect.
If it was easy, everybody would do it. But the bigger picture is what you're saying and what you guys are doing. Like just how LiAngelo, I don't want to say buys into, but you guys are a family for one, which makes it maybe easier for everyone to buy into the situation because you're not running into the ego of it. Like they know you. This is how you've been. The rest of the world is just now getting to know you and your family. So you're going to rub people the wrong way, which to me is a good thing. Like you can't please everybody anyway.
Well, I'm not even trying to please them people. Like I said, I ain't trying to please nobody but my family, and we good. And that's why I said whatever we do on the outside, it's just like people talk about the prices of the shoes. That's our price. Either buy it or leave it alone. But we're in a lane that you can't fly in, which is we're not over the price Prada, Gucci at $1,000. They're not going to come down to $500.
Mm-mm.
And we're not Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can't come up to $500. Mm. So Big Baller just $500, just flying.
Oof. Just in the Big Baller lane.
Yes.
He mentions that he's taking care of people who he cares about.
Yes.
Me and my fiance watched Ball and the Family getting ready for this interview. Yeah. And she's told me, she's like, he reminds me of you, how you're silly and sweet with the family and stuff. And that you have really been an inspiration to a bunch of men. Yeah. Just like treating your wife correctly and being a mother, or like loving the mother of your kids and being there for your kids. Like, how could anyone say anything bad about you?
Exactly.
That's my whole thing.
That's what they asked me. They said, man, why does he want all his sons on the same team? Why wouldn't I? You know, I love my whole family with a passion. And like I tell him, I'm not worried about everything on the outside, because when it's all said and done, that's all you got left in that room. Mm.
And you're doing this within the family.
Yes.
So people were obviously a little skeptical of the whole Big Baller brand and its success. And like obviously the shoes, as you mentioned, $495, right?
Yes.
These are $495. What shoes are these?
G3
Lux.
Yeah. L-U-X? Lux?
Yeah. We're going to have to get some. I debut a new sneaker every week. I don't know how long I'm able to keep that up for, but I'm trying.
Yeah, I ain't even tried that.
How successful is Big Baller Brand doing? I don't want to make you put a number on anything.
How successful are we doing? We're so successful that we can co-brand with a water company. You don't just say, you know what, you're a little flash in the pans. Hey, this Vitata's been around for 100 years, water, over in Lithuania. You can't just come over there and get a water deal. You think that guy was like, well, Big Baller Brand is doing. Okay, I think I can co-brand with him. You got to be somebody to do that. And so we're doing very well on, I like the way I'm living. I get to watch my boys do their thing. And it just, if I was just a father and everybody was talking about, LeVar is supposed to be 15 minutes of fame and out. How can I be if I keep creating things? Mm. You're just growing. And the money doesn't drive me. What's driving me is they're going to look back and say, how did all this change? And Nike and Adidas are going to say, we should have gave that brother $1 billion, like he said, for 10 years, $100 million. Now then open up the floodgates. I'm going to make billions easy. And they're going to look back and say, man, I told you. Let's say you give me $1 billion, and I say 10 years, $100 million. Ain't no JBA. Ain't no other stuff going on. Mm. Ain't no rims and tires. I said rims and tires. They'll be out. Big Baller Brand. Ooh. Y'all don't know nothing about that. We moving.
That's the most impressive part of the brand to me, because it's always a pivot into something else. So people thought it was over after Lonzo got drafted, because you said you were going to let Magic have him. Yeah. And then it was like, all right, you know, we're done with LeVar. Like, he's out. And then the UCLA thing happens. All right, now, you know, they can't say that, you know, they never got in trouble. So they're done. And then it's Lithuania, and now it's back and you're up for the draft, and now you have the JBA. And that's what I think everybody's missing in all this is, like, to me, people get like stuck in this little box, right? Mm-hmm. And if you just dare to get a little bit out of it, you're going to rub people the wrong way.
Yeah.
But then you have the ability to do things and get people.
The only
attention.
People you're going to rub the wrong way is the haters. I don't care about them.
Well, you can't.
You can't rub no good
haters.
People. Yeah.
Shout out to the comment section.
Yes.
Hey, y'all going to be lit this week.
Well, yeah, man. You know what? This is going to be a very exciting month for the Ball family. On the fact that there's so many eyes on us.
Right.
You want to see how Lonzo going to come back. Mm-hmm. You want to see how Jello's going to get drafted. You want to see how Melo's going to be in the JBA. Our water's going to be across the air. So it's going to be a lot of things. Ball in the Family, another season. Mm-hmm. So it's we're going to have the first celebrity baby.
Lonzo. Baby.
We've never had it on either side. See, now everybody, so it's a lot that's going down where everybody, that's why Facebook loves us so much, because you don't have to write no script. Just follow me. I ain't stopping. Just follow me, though. But if I ain't creating nothing and doing nothing, you're not going to follow me. But they can't keep up with us. We're moving so fast.
So you mentioned Lonzo coming back. People were very critical of Lonzo's his rookie year, because of the expectations that you put on him, which I would argue is the reason he got drafted where he got drafted.
The expectations have to be very high. None of my boys would be in the NBA. If I keep telling you,
man,
they're not worried about the money. That's why I never told them, hey, in 20 years, we're going to be rich as heck.
Right.
No, I've always told them this. Be the best player in the world. I tell you what, somebody got to be better than Jordan. Why not you?
Mm.
So what did you think of Lonzo's rookie season?
Great season. Great.
Agreed.
On the fact he in the NBA. Everybody say he struggled. How do you struggle when you get to do something that you love to do and you get paid for it? You 19, get millions of dollars, and you struggling? Every time you step foot in that gym or in that arena, whether you have a good game or a bad game, I like to struggle like that.
That's a completely different way of looking at
it. That's the way my boy looks at it. He loves it.
You ready for that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, just I'm just thinking, you've been watching your brother play for a whole season now. Now you're going to get your chance to ball out and just ignore everything else and play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So he had some injuries. Yes. He just got reported that he had the shot in his knee. Is he you mentioned he needs to get his ball body, which
he's going to get his ball body. He'll get it.
I'm sure working on also, and you mentioned the lifting.
Naturally, it's going to happen. You know,
but does that concern you at all because of his knees?
Nah, his knees. He never had no knee problems. What happened to him? He was playing 100 miles an hour, and then they were sitting down for long periods of time, and then say, "Hey, go back in there. Come back, sit down. Go back in there." All his life, all throughout high school, all throughout UCLA, he never got subbed. So he's 100 miles an hour and finished the game. Don't have him go 100 miles an hour and sit him down and then say, hey, take these next 10 minutes off. Now go back in there and do it again. Now, we're not going to start you the third quarter, but I'm going to bring you in the last 6 minutes, try to close the game for me. And you keep doing that periodically over and over, you're going to tear his body up. They don't run no hills. They don't lift no weights. Mm. When I gave him, he was ready to go strong and ready to go. Just like this one is right here. They don't get hurt. But if you play them like that, and then you guess how they try and train them? Bouncing on balls and rubber bands? They don't run no heels. They don't do nothing. So now, you know what they thought of with the heels? It's like if he run heels during the season, he going to tire his legs out. How about you're going to strengthen him and you just condition him for running and being strong?
Larry Bird used to run miles before the game.
Yeah, I'm just like certain things.
Shoot,
I think
like 1,000 three-pointers before the game.
Yes, right. And everybody says you're not supposed to do that. Why not? You have 24 hours in a day. Rest up.
You know, well, I mean, it's a long season, and it's a big transition from college, you know, playing a college season to an NBA season.
But listen to this. If you love the game, that season is short as hell. On the fact that when you're a ball player, and man, we used to play at the gym for hours, 4 or 5 every day, just to be in there playing. Now you only play one game, 2 hours, and you think that's going to tire you out? How about don't go nowhere and rest your ass up for the next 22 hours? So don't be at the club standing up and doing all this stuff and hanging out.
Be training or
rest. Get your rest then.
Yeah. You were critical of Luke Walton.
Yes.
And some people, you know, assumed that it was coming from Lonzo.
Right.
Which is usually the assumption, you know, Jason would not allow us to speak about anything. You know, I have some stories, but he doesn't talk about it, which I respect because I think anytime a family member gets involved with stuff, it does often get pegged to whoever the player is because you can assume that that's where you're getting the information from. But you just mentioned that he was sitting him and then playing him.
Yeah.
Is there, you've said many times, you'll be the best coach of your sons.
I'll always be the best coach of my sons.
So is there a way that someone else can get close to you? With your sons?
But they don't have to get close to me. They just got to do the right things for the boys. If you're doing whatever you're doing, winning. If you're winning, I ain't going to say nothing. If you're losing, now I'm going to be like, wait a minute. You need some input here because you're losing. So the narrative was we're a young team. Mm-hmm. We're a young team, and they got to figure it out. But now I put the blame on him. I said, you're a young coach. You need to figure it out. So all y'all are young.
Mm-hmm.
But what I said was, I don't dislike Luke. I like Luke as a coach, but you got to figure out things. First of all, you got to find out what your rotation is. Can't make everybody happy. You got to find out who's the general. You can't be in one game, you're trying to start these guys. Next game, trying to start some other guys, trying to find a combination. You should do that in the summer league. You know why Lonzo was so successful in the summer league? Because everybody was like, oh, it's only summer league. Because whoever was the coach left his ass in there the whole time.
Mm.
What's his name? I don't even know his name. Judd. I think his name was Judd. He let Lonzo do his whole thing. Go, son. Summer league, you're going to play the whole time. That's what I thought Luke should have did. But when you start putting Clarkson at the one and trying to twist these things and not starting Julius Randle, I'm always going to start the strongest, fastest guy. I don't care what he do.
Mm.
You know, that's just common sense. And I'm like, you don't know who your general is yet. You don't know who your guy is. And then when I made that assumption that he lost the team, guys are coming to the – you know, to the bench, and they're not high-fiving him. They don't even know why they're in there. Larry Nance don't know what he's doing. Julius don't know what he's doing. I'm not starting. I'm not doing. So nobody knows. And he's not going to Lonzo. Lonzo ain't coming to him. He just go to the bench. He don't put his hand on him and be like, hey, oh, son, this is what we got to do, going back in there. Lonzo don't know whether he's coming in starting in the second half or not. He don't know if he's going to finish the game, start the fourth quarter. Who don't start the fourth quarter with their best players? And that's when he was leaving Lonzo out for the – started the fourth quarter and bring him in the last 6 minutes. I was like, you don't know. You don't have a clue. And these are things you need to know as a coach because now you 30-something years old coaching against these guys is 50 and 60 that has knowledge on how to rotate the people in there.
Right.
That's why a lot of people on the outside was like, what is Luke doing this game? Why he don't know the substitution pattern or something?
So you can't you
know?
Take a conclusion.
So here's the thing. Either they're going to bring somebody else in or the whole team's going to band together. And what happened? the whole team band together, and ever since I said what I said, they played better. True. And know that Lonzo is the guy. Take him out the equation, and nobody want to watch the game no more. It's not the same flow. It is what it is.
Did you have any conversations with Magic about that particular thing? With
conversations with Magic, you know, the few conversations that I have with Magic and Rob, it's just I just have input. You know, I don't tell them what to do. I just suggest some things. And, hey, if you like it, fine. If you don't take it. It's not a big deal.
To be talking to,
but it's powerful ears. We both men.
Yeah,
we both grown. We. Yeah. What I like about Magic, he's a businessman. He love to win. I'm a businessman. I love to win. So if things are going down, but being as Magic is, he don't need to come to me and be like, LeVar, you need to tone down. He don't need to do that. It's like I don't need to go to him and say, Magic, you need to say what
so
I'm doing.
So he's never told you.
Never like, told me that. Me and him from day one was like, cool. And Rob and all of them, just like I don't dislike Luke. Luke is a good coach. Hey, young, he can relate. Mm-hmm. He just got to figure out some things on the fact that I've been coaching my son all his life. Let me give you some input that would allow you to help you coach Lonzo. Mm-hmm. It ain't like, oh, the dad is telling them what to do. It's just like, Jello go to the Lakers. You know what they're going to say? LeVar is controlling the Lakers. Not that they made a great pick and – for the situation, man. They need a two-guard who can fill it up and shoot and play best with Lonzo. He's the only one in the draft that plays best with Lonzo, the chemistry. He's the best shooting guy as far as percentage in the draft. He's the strongest two-guard in the draft and the best chemistry. Why wouldn't you pick him?
They will definitely say that.
I've been quiet, not even quietly. I've said it on the podcast. I'm rooting for you to be the best ball brother. I just want to see you ball because you talk. You
that
said
is
it.
True.
Yeah,
you are his favorite ball
man.
He is,
man,
for real.
But you say you need a stronger guy and a shooter. I'm bringing you that right here. And like you said, you're looking for somebody to gel with Lonzo.
Mm-hmm.
Who gels best with him than his brother, right. Who he's been playing with all. You don't think it's going to ease That's his great. Mind? Lonzo's doing a lot. The clothing, top player, listening to what people saying about me,
rapping.
About to have a baby, rapping. Can you imagine him driving to practice by himself? Or driving with his brother. And you can be like, man, you see what they said about Pop? That's just crazy. Huh? We just keep on rolling. And they always going to be together. And it's going to be a whole different thing. Now everything eases. He can talk about his kid. Jello, go pick up your niece for me. We going together.
Right.
I've been teaching my boys to stay together for so long. They miss that. When they come home, man, they just be laughing and joking. And I'm just like, wow, Melo turned into another nut. And just they happy to – because they've been apart from each other for a long time now. 2 years, that's a long time. Mm-hmm. He ain't played with Lonzo in 2 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when they get together at 24, they be like, man, this I remember this. And it's just so fun that – after all the stuff I'm doing, I sit back and me and my wife, we just look at him and be like, man, remember when he's all in the house just getting ready for the games every weekend?
Right.
And they had this look on his face where it's just like they're just having so much fun.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Did you guys fight a lot?
No.
I have a younger sister who's a year younger than me. She's very tough. She's in the Air Force. She can kick my ass now. And my younger brother was really little until he was like 14, and then he shot up and he's like 6'4". But when we were younger, I used to kick their ass all the time. But you guys never fought? I mean, I know you fought, like your brothers, but...
No. Have you ever fought?
No.
Why?
You don't fight your help?
Ooh.
Look, this is what he said.
Listen,
this is what I remember. He said, look. Because he said when we were super little, he said, people used to look at him crazy because he said if one of us gets kidnapped, he said, what were we going to do? And then me and Mello was like, well, we going to come back home and get you. He was like, no the hell you not. He said... He said, look, he said, I don't want to see two of y'all. He said, I want to see all three. I don't want to see none.
Oh,
so he said, if one of y'all get kidnapped, then the other two jump in with him. So man, I just remember that.
You do have better odds, I think, if all three of you get in together.
Well, gonna be gone.
Well, he understands. I said, I don't want to be sitting here looking at two of y'all. And he's talking about they got Mello or they got Zoe. I'll be like, man, how about none of y'all come back? You jump in there. It's harder to tie up three kids than one. Man.
Yeah, I mean, I say very often I'm the wrong person to kidnap. Yeah. Don't come for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so, really don't. But, like, if you do, you're gonna, today that's going to be the day. I'm not getting in no van.
Yeah.
Not getting in.
I'm too big to get kidnapped.
Yeah.
I mean, there's ways, but I'm just saying, for me, like, that's just my day.
But he remembered that.
I'm not willingly getting
in. And just like I always taught him, everybody got their separate room.
Mm-hmm.
If you're mad, go to your own room. But... why are you going to fight somebody
and then when
stuff get crazy, you're going to run home and get your brothers and sisters? Why are you already fighting them? I'm going to fight to help, man. Because eventually you're going to need your brothers and sisters. You can count on them.
That's the type of stuff that I don't know. Like, Lonzo's clearly a great teammate, and everyone on the Lakers got better when he was on the team.
Yes.
I don't understand how people aren't understanding, like, the mental toughness, the fortitude that you put into these boys. Yeah. Like, that's what you're going to get as an NBA player. So, all this chirping about
Like I'm telling them about LiAngelo, I said, man, they cut from the same cloth. If they're doing the same thing, why would – if Lonzo made it to the NBA, why wouldn't the other two? They've been doing the same thing. They're running the hills, they're training, everything. So I'm like, why wouldn't they? And this is one of the questions, well, not questions, but one of the things I've said to Magic. I said, what do you think of Lonzo? He's better than expected.
Wow.
And I said, you don't think Jello going to be the same thing?
Mm.
But this is Hollywood, so this is a better story for the middle kid who stole the sunglasses and everybody said nobody's going to. He's not going to prevail. He's not going to get drafted. It's a better story than a guy who's already expected to be drafted and be at the top. Because now you look at Jello and say, wow, man, this dude had all these people saying these negative thoughts and this and that. He ain't supposed to be drafted. He's not supposed to be good. I'll tell you this. Everybody going to go crazy. Uh-oh. He get on the Lakers. I guarantee he'll be rookie of the year because Lonzo will make him.
Oh.
Rookie of the year.
It's no pressure, bro.
Ain't no pressure. Well, where's the
– You gave us a quote.
Hey, you know where the pressure is? I told him this is like this. Pressure is this. You come in the house and a burglar's in there, and he said, you know what? I'm going to shoot your mother or your daddy. Pick one. That's pressure. Pressure of playing ball and doing it. Ain't no goddamn pressure. It's just entertainment. Pressure is different. It's like coming home. Say you coming home, and then they say, man, you can't stay here no more. Take your family and go. Where? I don't know, but you're not going to stay here.
Mm. You have a very good ability to put perspective on that.
Yeah, so it makes you look where you're playing, and you're playing sports. I'm just telling you, sports is not pressure. It's just entertainment. There's some other things happening. And it's like, just like when I look at my wife having a stroke.
Right.
At least she can move around.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other folks, they bedridden, bed stricken or whatever, and you can't talk to them or nothing. You just be there. It could always be worse.
The coolest part about the first season of Ball in the Family was watching your mom, your wife get better over time, and how it was all in your hands. And you said that they're going to have a comeback show for Tina on Facebook.
Yeah. They will. I mean, it's got to be coming. You know why? Because if she can walk regularly and get stuff out of her head quicker, because she knows what to say, she just can't get it out that fast. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, like I told her this, I said, hey, I said, you just could be staying in the bed not doing nothing. So when I tell her to do things, some people be looking at me like, why are you telling her to walk faster and she got a cane? I said, you ain't going to get no better if you keep going this slow ass like you're old as hell. I said, as long as you can kiss your boys and watch them play and smile, you fine, Tina. You ain't got nothing to do. I got you for the rest of your life. That's why my boys are allowed to play basketball when she was in this situation. Mm-hmm. I don't need to take you to the hospital and make it a show where you're rubbing her hand all day.
Right, because they know you got it.
Right. I say, I got it. That's my woman. I got it. Y'all go ahead and keep doing what y'all doing. Man. But I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, we're not playing basketball no more. We can't play with them. Man, you better go do what you're supposed to do.
It's real.
Get your woman and you hang with her. Hey, you'll be all right.
So, LiAngelo, you're very quiet. You're definitely the most quiet out of all the Ball brothers. I thought Lonzo was quiet.
You know
quiet.
What? No. He's the loudest. You just got to catch him at the house. But he's quiet now. You know why? Because he's sitting next to me. I do nothing but talk. That's why he just be
here. That is fair.
He go again.
Yeah, on an interview, shoot. He said, when we rap, he like accidentally said we. I was like, oh, they got some.
Oh, he can flow.
LiAngelo.
He can flow.
They got some LiAngelo tracks. I do, man.
They're just not out, but I got some.
So you're going to release them?
Yeah, I'll talk to him. I'm going to make some more, too. I'm going to make some new ones.
Okay.
But he's more. Lonzo is
not like Biggie.
No, Lonzo's not going to cuss. You might hear Jello and be like, uh-oh.
Well, we know you're the rebel because you got the tattoo.
he a little meaner.
You got the tattoo.
No, I got a lot of them.
You have a lot of tattoos.
Yes.
You were very unhappy about that.
Yes, I'm not a tattoo guy. I don't.
Why are you not a tattoo guy? I got my first tattoo when I was 18. And it's my mom's name, and she was not happy.
My dad not tatted. I'm not tatted. Usually tattoos tell a story. You ain't from there. You from Chino Hill. What story are you going to tell?
That's why,
if you see me not like that, what I told him, I said, and Lonzo too, I said, the fact that you got these tattoos, you don't understand how far that goes. When your girl or whoever kid you have is 13 or 14, they say, yo, I'm getting tats. You got them. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. But I've never been a tattoo person. You know, I don't have all that on a gangster. I tell Zo. I had to tell him, you know, Lonzo got the tattoos. This is so y'all crazy. He got the tattoos because he didn't want me to be so mad at him. So he could say, I got him first.
That's look a good you, brother.
Look what you did. He is.
That's a good brother. Man. No, look what you did. You started this. So,
no, I'm saying it's a good thing now.
Yeah. But you know this about your dad. But, right?
But you knew that. But you ain't got earrings either. My dad's got tattoos. My dad's military man.
Zo did the earrings.
Hey, tell him about the earring thing.
Well, Zo just came home with him. He didn't even ask. And then I was like, damn.
Dang.
Gotta go next day.
but tattoos, like you can take, I mean, hey, earrings you can take
you know
out
what?
And they'll
you know what?
Go
I was
away.
Mad. I was mad when he got the earrings. I said, man, only women wear earrings. You'll see me with no earrings, man. I don't roll like
that. My dad used to tell me. My dad still tells me.
So he got his ass. I said, man, what you want me to name you, Zoe? That's what I told him, you know.
It's a good name. We both have nieces.
So anyways, I said, you know what? So I can be mad one time. How about you take both of these guys and go get them pierced too? So I can be mad one time. And that's when they both got their earrings. I said, because I know one of y'all, I ain't going to let one at a time. He got them, now you going to want them, then Melo going
to
want them.
You
got money, go pay for all of them and get the ears done. Go.
So you knew he was going to be mad about the tattoo. Yeah. And you were just like, whatever, I want
to
tattoo.
But we in Lithuania, so if I want him to play ball good, I can't have him trying to play ball and worrying about that my dad is disgusted at his tattoos. Mm-hmm. And I know he don't like them. So what I did was, hey, son, come here. Let me see what the tattoos. And they all had meaning. And the fact that everybody's doubting him, he had Prevail. And if that's what you got to look at every day to get you focused on what you're doing, the lion, you uncaged, and the dove is prosperous life. And then he had a tattoo. I think he had my initials here and his mom's initials here and basketballs, right? So it had meaning to it. I don't like it, but it had meaning to it. I don't like that stuff.
Just
like
my dad. Lamar, you're just evolving.
I don't like it, but it's, if that's the story he's telling, that's what he, the way he's dealing with things.
Yeah.
Because the way I was talking to him, I was like, man, you got one more strike, and then you'll be done. And I gave him the worst case scenario, which is, I'll say, you did a dumb thing in China. Now you got the tattoos. Somebody else is more influential than me that's causing you to do this stupid ass stuff. And that's what I say. If you think that's better, you're going to be on your own. Because first of all, you're going to start with them tattoos. Somebody going to show you something to drink, something to smoke, and you're going to be my first son that's alcoholic and drugged out. It's okay though. Because I say, hey, you're going to do your own
not
thing.
Not going to happen. He good.
Hey, that's what I said. One more time. Doing something wrong, it's a wrap.
So no one in your family drinks?
No, my mom and dad don't drink or nothing. So guess what? We don't drink. So my boys don't drink.
Dang, I tried that.
I drink.
It looked good.
Yeah.
But not drinking?
No, yeah.
Well, you know, as you get older, you still got a couple more years. Once the hangovers start kicking in a little more fiercely, you'll cut that out. All right, so finally, before we let you go, one of the things I've been LeVar Ball speaking into existence is LeBron James coming to L.A. I'm a Miami Heat fan, but I know he ain't going back to the Heat. So I live in L.A. now. I would like to once again live in the center of the sports universe because when he was in Miami, it was lit. So I'd like him to come to L.A., play with Lonzo, which I think would be an amazing setup.
And Jello.
I already told you. You get Lonzo and Jello and you tag team my sons with the best player in the world, we're going to win a championship
so
easy.
So do you think he's going to come to L.A.?
No, I don't think he's going to come to L.A. I know he's going to come to L.A. I told you to call him L.A. Bron. He will be here. If you've been living in Cleveland all your life, and you think you don't want to come to Sunny Cat, his woman right now saying, boy, little Bronny and all them. It sure is nice. No snow out here, boy. I feel good. I can wear shorts all day and all the publicity I'm getting. And after basketball, what is LeBron got to rub some elbows with some other folks that's in what do you call that? He got his own broadcasting or whatever. Not broadcasting, but movie stuff.
Production company.
After you finish doing that and you want to make the movies and stuff, you got to know the right. Ain't nobody in Cleveland to know.
No, I'm 100% with you. It's and not like just aside from the Lonzo and Jello and Magic and all that.
But a business
to me, it makes no sense to stay in Cleveland basketball wise anymore. And anywhere else you're going to go, it's like you may win or you may not win. At least with the Lakers, you have an opportunity to work with a young team, which is important.
Right.
LeBron should see now that you need young players. Right. Like older, you need a few savvy veterans for sure. You need a Ray Allen. You know what I mean? You need a Kyle Korver, but you can't have all Kyle Korvers. Like you got to have young players to win. Yes. So that's why Lakers make sense to me for that reason. And also everything you just said, like, ain't nobody trying to go to Cleveland.
Yeah. And also you got to have guys with that winning attitude. And yeah. I don't think all the players on the team have a winning attitude. Like I said, the winning is what drives my boys, not the money. And on other teams, like on the Cleveland team, people don't care if they don't win a championship or not. He's trying to win that championship. Some other guys is trying to get their money up to make that big chunk.
A lot of guys got
so, so it's like that. So the winning ain't that it's not a big deal. So if you're already getting paid, yeah, you're going to have that drive. But like I was telling my boys, will to win is a lot stronger than everybody's. Like I tell them, looking at Jello, I'm like, Jello, he did something Lonzo hasn't done, which is win 60 games in a row. That's a lot of winning. It's a lot of winning. And like I said, if you can have a team, and that's what I was telling them about my boys, if they go to the Lakers, you're never going to be like, Jello going to be like, man, you know what? If you don't give me 50 mil, I'm gone. You're never going to have Melo say, well, I want to play the point. If I don't play the point, I'm gone. They're going to stick together and just keep winning regardless of what you pay them.
Love the game.
It's not no – you pay them $1 million. We're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I think a point you made on Undisputed earlier is a really good one, that if he wants to be – actually compete with Jordan, he needs to win a championship everywhere he goes. Right. And where better to win a championship?
In L.A.
Los Angeles.
Yes, like, and you can win a few of them.
Yes, exactly.
Before you say, I'm going to shut it down. And then, guess what? Then you can be an old guy, and then you can bring Lil Bronny to the team.
Well, that's his goal.
And now you're playing with your son and the ball boys in L.A.?
LA?
Do. In
L.A.?
You know the story?
Speaking it. Yes. All right, where can people find out about JBA before we let you go?
Hey, go to jbaleague.com, and we're going to have a scheduling and everything on there.
Can we get Big Baller Bram Water to sponsor the podcast?
Big Baller Bram Water.
We can talk. This
yes. Yes, we're going to do that. I like the way you did that, man. Yeah, you popped that out.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Joy, thank you. You guys
congratulations
been a
blessing
to us,
on all your success and good luck in the draft. We're rooting for you, especially Brandon, yours favorite.
Yes. Brandon, this is the man. See, that's why this goes longer than it should, and we got to be like, Harry, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you guys are not tricky like some of these other folks I talk to.
And no, I'm just like,
you guys are upfront, but it's fun. When you can do like this and you don't have no hidden agenda behind that, where I got to act crazy on you now because you asked me some stupid ass questions.
No, okay.
But it's lovely because you guys get it.
Act crazy with other people, and then we'll talk about it.
There you go. Sounds good. Sounds good. The narrative always got to be right.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Hear ye, hear ye. Whoa. Ooh. Kobe Bryant is petty. And I won't back down. So. Kobe is creeping up on the king of content. Kobe has things to say.
I had negative things to say about his details thing, but he's coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, he's got a lot to say now. So yeah. he did an interview with Bleacher Report and he came for LeBron. Mm. He said leadership is not making guys better by throwing them the ball. Look, wow. Here's what's happening with Kobe. Kobe is getting disrespected in the GOAT conversation.
And he's hating now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of fair. Like, Kobe should be in the conversation. Joy. He should be. I'm sorry. Like, people forget how amazing Kobe was. I'm sorry. Like,
he can be the second greatest scorer behind Jordan.
Prisoners of the moment.
But he's
not better than Jordan.
He has
we know
so much
that.
Help.
We're not. Okay, you need help to win a championship. Like, we know that. LeBron just proved that, actually. It's just funny coming from Kobe, like, considering the incidents, the very, very public incidents that he had with his teammates.
Right.
In all fairness, the teammates that he had beef with were pretty big deals. So maybe they had something to do with the beef also. It's not like he was with, like,
Diva.
The lower tier players or whatever you want to call them. But the AAU players, if you will. But I do think Kobe's, like, the problem is Kobe's advice is right. It's just hard to consume it coming from Kobe.
Yeah,
but the underlying
intentions aren't there.
Yeah,
he's
but like
disrespectful.
Here's the thing. Like, have you ever gotten advice from someone who's like, yeah, I know you're like kind of trying to diss me a little bit, and you're kind of hating.
Yeah.
But I low key feel you.
Yeah. No, Kanye said it best. I only take advice from people more successful than me.
Okay. You know what? That's funny you say that because I said that on Undisputed today, and Chris Broussard kind of implied that I was being a smartass. But I'm serious. Like, Kobe is more successful than LeBron at this particular point in his career. Like, LeBron has more statistics and like MVPs and shit, but Kobe has more rings. So like, if you're trying to get rings, Kobe does have more rings. Like, these facts.
They're gonna love that. They're gonna love that quote graphic. They're gonna love it.
I'm just saying. Where's the lie?
He's not.
LeBron is the greatest basketball player both sides of the court. Where's I understand Kobe's great. I understand it. I really do.
True or false? Kobe Bean Bryant has more rings than LeBron James.
True.
So if your goal, LeBron, is to win championships and you like to take advice, as Connie said, from people more successful than you, right, then yeah, Kobe would be somebody who is more successful in that.
Kobe would like LeBron to say that he's chasing him, and I think if he did that, he wouldn't give no smoke to LeBron. But it's not chasing him. He's chasing the GOAT.
The GOAT. And also, Kobe, that will never happen.
Right.
LeBron's never going to say that.
No.
But Kobe is being disrespected in the GOAT conversation, though. He should be mentioned. This hat is not cooperating.
Yeah.
My crown.
Yeah.
That's
Kobe.
That's the
Petty
Report.
Lit list.
Is it? At the Lunch Show. What's lit this week? Doug Peterson says that they are not underdogs anymore. Doug Peterson, that is the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. He says that they need to lose the dog masks. I agree. They went overboard with the dog masks.
Honestly, they had a lot of momentum going. Those dog masks meant nothing to the team winning the Super Bowl.
You know what? You know what's funny about those dog masks? And look, like, I'm being complete hypocrite because I loved the turnover chain. So I'm way into hacky stuff, as we know.
How far that get you? It got you a win against Notre Dame.
I may or may not have a giant puffy crown that I wear on this podcast every week, including a scepter. And I'm working on getting some other items for that bit.
Props are important.
Right. Yeah. So I get it, but like, you're a really good team, so and you're an underdog to the Patriots. Like, it's kind of the thing that happens.
Don't do that. Don't take it from them. They were underdogs, Joy.
Like literally every other team but the Patriots this year is an underdog.
Lose the mask though.
Guess what? The Patriots are favored again. But the point is, like, I like it. Doug Peterson is saying this because I don't need that bit this year. Like, you're the Super Bowl champs. Everyone's coming for you, including the Patriots. So I don't need the dog masks.
It felt kind of purgy too.
It did feel purgy.
Right. It's just like,
it makes me uncomfortable.
Yes.
People in masks. I hate clowns. I fucking hate clowns. Okay? Like, clowns and hot dogs, 1-1-A. Okay?
Ooh, a clown eating a hot dog, my next Halloween costume.
Ugh. I mean, just foul.
Corn dog the clown.
It's like the gates of hell have opened up. That's a good name. Yes. So I hate clowns, and masks are like kind of in that whole thing. Although I did do a bit here 2 years ago where I ran around and tried to scare everyone with a werewolf mask.
You did do that. That was really out here scaring.
It was probably not the safest thing. All right. What else is lit? Hot Cheetos. Speaking of foods I cannot eat.
I can't eat them either.
So very smart by Draymond. He loves hot Cheetos. Hot Cheetos are winning. People are really into hot Cheetos.
It's some weird phenomenon.
It is weird because I can't eat them. I used to eat them and then I had an incident.
Stomachs can eat them.
So he posted on his Instagram story, "I'm back in the Bay. Y'all don't understand how important this bag of hot Cheetos are to me. It's been a couple months without my babies. Rough. I feel him. When you have to cut back on a certain food, it's really frustrating. It's good of Draymond, though, that he has self-control, because hot Cheetos doesn't seem like the best workout food.
Well, here's a question, though. I don't want to talk about people's faces. You tell me to stop doing that. How many hot Cheetos do you think Draymond eats at a time?
Oh, I mean, he can
like
fit
12.
He can definitely fit a massive amount like of hot
his hands
Cheetos.
Like that.
And like, not only that, but like he has like really strong teeth.
So
he can consume
Smile Club Direct.
Yes, that was the commercial that convinced me to get braces. I was like, oh yeah, I've been wanting to get braces.
I'm hot Cheeto in the mouth.
He loves hot Cheetos. I cannot eat hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
Long story short, I almost had to get a new car because driving home.
Accident in the car?
It was very close. It was a very close call. It was a very close call. It was 100%.
This is my favorite type of accident.
Attributed to hot Cheetos.
I used to try to make my grandmother laugh and shit herself in the car just for a story. I did a couple times.
That's not cool. I had cloth seats at the time in the vehicle I was in. So I was like, it was prayer time.
And a Pontiac.
Like, dear God, please let me get. No, it was a Dodge Neon. Please let me get to my destination. Which is just, I can see it. Like, I can see the Wendy's right there. She just let me get there. I will be a better person.
Hey, and the cloth, not to.
You know how it hits you, though? It hits
that
you.
That sweat mark. Like, I hope that's sweat. I got to go, though.
Listen. It's like this. It was a matter of, like, 30 seconds that I went from, like, not feeling great, but like, I can make it home.
Oh, yeah.
To like,
this light
getting
switch.
Back to the, I mean, full sweat. Ah, full sweats. Like, I'm holding the steering wheel, like, oh my God.
Oh, joy, don't put me there.
The pouring of the sweat.
Ugh.
It's the worst feeling in the world. Anyway, so hot Cheetos, can't do it anymore.
Get out of here. No hot Cheetos.
I'm not built for that. Finally, on the lit list, World Cup action begins this week. Obviously, we have the World Cup on Fox and FS1. Yes,
very, very lucky
and,
to have that.
And we have a big reveal.
What you got?
All right, so 23andMe
yes.
sent me the test to find out what I am.
It's exciting.
Because, you know, it's a big thing that the U.S. men's team is not in the World Cup, but we don't care because we found out that we're all from, you know, all over the world.
We're going to find out where we're from.
23andMe did. Out. So I got my results, and I got to pick a team to root for. So, Nigeria.
Woo! That's what you got, Joy?
Yes, and soccer, they're big into scarves. So.
You a Nigerian?
Yes, we got some results back, some Nigerian results. So I will be rooting for the Nigerian team. Okay. And they made a little splash because they all wore matching outfits, Cavs-esque, although we're not going to put that on them because we're gonna do it the winning way.
Yes, we gotta,
Cavs suit's very bland. Nigeria came strong with the fashion.
Strong
so yes. So you can stop. None of that. We're not doing that.
Whatever it takes.
No, none of that either. What's the Warriors
strength in numbers.
Strength in numbers. Strength in numbers. Nigeria.
I like that with Nigeria, strength in numbers.
You got a new fan, yeah, so that's one more. So it's strength in numbers. Anyway, so the Nigerian team is in Group D with Argentina, Iceland, Croatia, and Nigeria. Their first game is against Croatia, 3 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. Mm. And they also sent these fun little things.
What you going to do with it?
I'm going to open it.
All right, let's do it. Whoa! Dang,
yay,
I don't like
World
that.
Cup!
And don't go cutting that up, because I jumped for real with that one. I was felt like T.O. in that hit.
Oh my God, is this smell thing going to cause like some, smoke, hopefully it doesn't like cause some smoke, yeah.
Were you mad when you found out you weren't from Wakanda?
Maybe.
Just a little bit.
I mean, I feel like a little bit like I am.
Yeah, exactly.
I still am. Anyway, make sure you tune into Fox starting June 14th for the 2018 FIFA World Cup.
Yes.
We want y'all to watch. You can also watch on the Fox Sports app, and obviously there'll be games on FS1 too. So, go Nigeria.
Go Nigeria.
Loser power rankings. Loser power rankings. These are the losers of the losers of the week. All right. Oh, man.
What's up?
Dan Gilbert. It's just the gift that keeps giving, huh?
You knew he's going to come back. You knew he's going to come back popping off.
What a guy.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not a big Dan Gilbert fan. I don't know many people that are.
Why should you?
He's not my favorite. And look, like, I give LeBron a lot of which is, you know, normal because everyone does.
Right.
But, I hated that stupid letter. I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was very obviously racist.
Gave Common Sands a bad name.
I can't take anyone seriously, who tries to be, you know, like tough and then release a letter in Comic Sans. And it's just...
It's my font.
It's psychotic is what it is. Mm-hmm. You obviously go with Times New Roman in that spot. So... Yes. Anyway, he released this ridiculous letter, which everyone on Earth has read at this point. And now he is saying he can build a title team without LeBron James. And I got to tell you, if you're a Cavs fan, I just don't know like when you've had enough of Dan Gilbert.
Right.
Like, I never understood LeBron going back there. Mm-hmm. LeBron's just a better person than me because, as we know,
home.
Queen Petty, like, I am not forgiving anything. Unless LeBron wants to come back to Miami, in which case I renounce my crown. But that's not going to happen, so it's fine. What are you talking about? You cannot build a championship team without LeBron because we've already tried that. Remember, Dan Gilbert? Remember when you had 4 years and you took Anthony Bennett?
I mean, that's being nice. There you go. Yeah, twice is good.
Twice? You do that all every time you say that, you should do that. You had a chance. Okay, you got Kyrie, and you traded Kyrie.
You
ain't
got
no Kyrie anymore.
He could have been unhappy in there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
It's beyond my comprehension that Dan Gilbert can still like walk the streets of Cleveland with the things that he says. And look, like when LeBron leaves, I'm positive he's going to say something outlandish, and it's so wildly disrespectful.
You ready for that beef?
Yeah, of course, because just like JR is going to JR, Gilbert going to Gilbert.
Gilbert
and
Gilbert.
That's like you should expect nothing else. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like I kind of feel bad for LeBron in that spot because I'm sure he went back with the intentions of like not fixing things with Dan Gilbert, but having some sort of agreement about how we're going to make this happen. And obviously they did win a championship together. But I mean, what are you talking about? You can win a championship without LeBron? No, you can't.
Yeah, Dan Gilbert looks like an extra on like Django Unchained. Like he just looks like a guy who's just got bad intentions for everybody else.
I just don't get it, to be honest with you. I just don't know what he's talking about. All right. Big news. Kim Jong-un and Donald Don't hit me with disrespect. I don't care. Mets. So yes. I guess that's the thing. Whatever they talked about. Yeah, I heard they had ice cream. So a very sophisticated meeting. Did anyone else see that? That was on the menu that they had ice cream? Any world meeting where you're discussing like nuclear battles and you have ice cream on the menu, I feel like doom.
Frozen sugary dairy products.
Looming.
Yeah.
Anyway, anytime this happens, obviously an opportunity for the worm to show up. So Dennis Rodman, he's out there. He brought the ice cream. He was in Singapore, probably. As we know, he is Kim Jong-un's friend.
Yes, besties.
Friend. And he was wearing a red hat and a Potcoin t-shirt, which is the digital currency for weed now.
Potcoin?
Potcoin.
Where they do that at?
The slogan is Peace Starts in Singapore. It's a cryptocurrency site that hopes to become the preferred payment method for weed transactions.
Obviously, Dennis Rodman only deals in popcorn.
And of course, sponsors his trip to Singapore, so that makes sense. Yeah. Anyway, he's on the loser power rankings, obviously, for that stupid hat and everything else that he was talking about, but mostly because he was winning this week. Like, Draymond always gets compared to Rodman, and it's always an opportunity to go back and appreciate the madness that was Dennis Rodman, but also how great Dennis Rodman was. And then he's got to pop up with this nonsense. So, good for you. Finally, number one loser this week. And this is the thing, because I've really gotten into pancakes lately. Like, I used to be a person who did not eat pancakes.
Really?
Yeah, because...
Here's the thing.
Like, I am a... No, not the texture. I'm a salty eater.
Yes.
So, for breakfast... I'm off the cereal and stuff. Like, I want eggs with salt and pepper. I want some hash browns. Mm-hmm. I'm going to mix in some tomato slices for a little, you know, like, extra... You know, just feel like I have a vegetable there. But, like, I'm very... Oh, sausage, bacon... I like regular bacon. Turkey bacon is too...
It's fine.
Yeah.
Like loose leaf paper.
The point is, IHOP decided that they are now a burger place.
Let me explain this. Because they're rolling out their steak burgers. Now everyone, since Wendy's really started with the fresh burgers, not everybody's trying to do it. McDonald's got their fresh burgers. Now IHOP's trying to do their fresh burgers.
Oh, real food. How original.
Yeah, no. Listen, I'm going to do some research. I got IHOP by the crib. I'm going to do some research.
So you're going to go have one of the burgers?
I have two burgers a month with my new diet. It's gonna, one of them going to be an IHOP burger.
I love a burger right now. I'm very hungry.
IHOP.
Listen, it's very hard to mess up a burger.
No, that's not.
When was the last time you had a bad burger? Like an inedible burger?
It was like when I was like splurging and it was like the third one of those burgers. It was bad. Like, I should have just stopped it, too.
You should have stopped eating?
Yeah.
So you had the same burger.
Same burger three times. The third one was bad.
Right. Okay. So wasn't even the burger. If it had been the first
one. It was a bad burger.
If you had decided to start with that burger instead of the sequence the other way, then the other burger would have been the bad burger.
That's true.
So the point is, it was a good burger. It's just you couldn't eat any more of it. Right. It's hard to mess up a burger. So calling yourself the International House of Burgers is aggressive.
Do you see what Whataburger and Wendy said?
Yes, so they came with the heat. Wendy's. I love this brand, like these brand beef things on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I think they're very cheeky and cute. And I know people think they're corny, but I like a little, try and be funny sometimes, you know? Make me laugh. Wendy tweeted, "Can't wait to try a burger from that place that decides pancakes were too hard."
In
IHOP's defense, I've never made a pancake.
Wendy's also said, "Remember when you were 7 and you thought changing your name to Thunder Bear Sword would be super cool? It's like that, but our cheeseburgers are still better."
Thunder Bear Sword is a good name.
I like that name.
Whataburger, which Ashley claims is like good, but
it's the best.
It's fine.
No one's ever had it to confirm that, so we don't know if it's good or not, but we'll take your word for it.
It's okay. It's good. It's not
Texans,
bad.
Go hit up the YouTube comments.
I'm sure they're wonderful burgers. I'm sure they're very original and they taste like no other burger.
Honey butter chicken biscuit is the best thing there, though.
Anyway, as much as we love our pancakes, we'd never change our name to What a Pancake. That's why your burgers aren't the best, because, I mean...
They're not Wendy's. They need to get the guy on Wendy's.
That's not a great
sticks.
Joke. Although they got way more retweets.
You know why? Likes. Because people follow them.
Yeah, it's loyal
the
fan.
Okay,
loyal fandom.
If you say so.
It's fine.
And then Hot Pockets bock it like it's hot, which is funny. I like that.
That's good.
All right, you want to do the culture report real quick?
Yeah, let me run through real quick. Two big updates. After dropping his solo album, Yay. Kanye West and Kid Cudi released the self-group titled
album. Kids See Ghosts Sometimes.
Kids See Ghosts. So good.
Spirit.
I love it. I think it's the best collab rapper project since What a Time to Be Alive by Drake and Future. But I will say this. I try to listen to Migos on a long car ride. I can't go back. I need my hip hop a little bit cleaner. The only problem with the album and these projects and the good music in the last three Fridays, Good Friday, shout out to Good Friday, the last four Fridays, is we might have to change the Migos report to the Kanye cultural commentary report.
Stop it.
I'm just saying, if the music, you got to follow where it goes, Joy.
Stop it.
Kanye's running things right now.
Cardi B's about to have this baby any second, all right? What does she do?
Oh, yeah. The name of that baby is
What is the name of that baby?
We don't know the name of that baby.
We don't know the name of that baby?
We don't know the name of the Cardi B offset baby?
You going to the gender reveal, Joy?
We're going to find out. I'm not going to the gender reveal party. No. As much as I love Cardi, I can't go. I don't have time.
How'd you like the album? Did you listen to Kissy Ghost?
I did. I liked it.
Yeah,
I'm not ready to change the cultural board to it, though.
Okay. No, it's fair. No, it's good. It's really good.
I liked Ye better.
That's we heard a gasp.
Jeremy disapproves.
I think Ye is a better rap album. I think Kissy Ghost is a better like collection of just music and sonically and all that good stuff.
No, we're getting deep.
Okay, next. The next good music project is Nas' new album. Comes out this Friday, June 15th. It will be the fourth Kanye produced album to hit the streets in a row. It's been 6 years since Nas dropped his last project, Life is Good. Are you ready for a Nas album?
I am. Here's a question.
Yes.
Sports question.
Yes.
Got to work it in. Is there a Lonzo Ball diss track on there? Does he bring the heat for Lonzo?
Ooh. Not with seven songs. Not with seven songs.
Maybe.
If it was longer, maybe. He may have a bar for Lonzo.
Does he have a bar for Lonzo?
He might have a bar for Lonzo. He got a bar for Amigos. He's going to have a bar for people. I can't wait.
Well, let's check that out.
Yeah. That's it. That's the Migos report.
Yay.
Yes, of course.
All right. Fun podcast, guys. If you stuck with us through the whole thing, we appreciate you because, you know, it was very, very long this week. But, you know, we got LeVar and we got to talk about everything.
Chase the
So, especially, you know, if he drinks milk because milk is not good. It's the one thing I strongly, vehemently disagree with on his parenting process.
That's why they're there. They've been drinking that
milk thing
from the jump.
He did low-key diss me, though.
Oh, high-key.
High-key?
Yeah.
He called me very little.
Yeah.
I am a little person. Anyway, we appreciate LeVar and LeAngelo coming on with us this week. Make sure you subscribe and share and follow us on all of our social media handles at Maybe I'm Crazy Pod.
Mm-hmm.
And starting next week, watch the World Cup.
Watch the World Cup.
On Fox starting June 14th.
Yes.
And starting next week, I will be on The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Hey.
No longer on Undisputed. Mm-hmm. I'm sure at one point or another I will have to fill in at some point. Yeah.
They need some help.
People take vacations and stuff.
Yeah.
But not for a while. So yes. I'll be on The Herd. I'm on The Herd full time now with Colin Cowherd. So check that out. Thanks for joining us. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm not. Ooh.